Yes, recording has been started.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome everyone to the subgroup 2 call on 14th of January 2016. On the call today, we have Vidishi Marda, Alexandre Ann Gonzalez, Gangesh Varma, Carol Douglas, Naren Kachatrayan, and from staff we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Vidishi.
Thanks a lot, Mariam. Welcome everyone to this call of Subgroup 2. Just to introduce myself, I'm Vidishi Marda. I'm a program officer at CIS. I have, as you can see on this slide, I have a few points of discussion that I think we should cover today. And we've been doing some research here at CIS, and these are the points that we have come up with. Before going into each of them, I just wanted to check if anyone had any additional points. Okay, I don't see any, so I'm just going to assume that we can go on to our mandate. So the first question that we really need to figure out is how to define a mandate. As you can see, it currently reads to document cases and examples in which ICANN is potentially impacting human rights. A couple of suggestions that we had to better understand this was first, because this will overlap to an extent with SG 3 and 4, are we looking at narrowing down our focus or are we looking at keeping it broad? That's the first point. The second is, are we looking to include only ICANN policies or even individual instances of practices and policies, and do we want to extend our mandate to that? And the third is, are we looking at a broad number of cases or are we looking at a few cases and exploring them in depth? So this is just like a couple of points that we thought we should clarify, and I would invite everyone's comments to the same. I don't see any raised hands. Yeah, Gangesh, over to you. Gangesh? Yeah, we're not able to hear you at this point. All right. We're going to wait for a minute to see if Gangesh can fix his settings. Would anyone else like to speak at this time?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, that's you, Gangesh.
Right. Hi. My name is Gangesh. I work with the Center for Communication Governance at the National Law University, Delhi. Vidushi, just on your initial points, you wanted to clarify whether we would want a narrow or a broader focus, especially considering the possible overlaps with the other subgroups. I personally feel that it would be better to narrow down our focus and see that there is minimal overlap with the other subgroups for two reasons. One, we would prevent overlap and duplication of labor. Two, we would also have a tangible output that we can clearly discuss and feed into the process at Marrakesh. And so in that sense, I would be very wary of what we cover with specific reference to the WHOIS process and the new GTLE process. Thank you.
All right. So I think we had brought this up, I think, in the last call when Pranesh had spoken about whether we want to actually duplicate what other subgroups might be doing. And I think even he had suggested, Pranesh Prakash was here, so then he had suggested that we narrow it down. So thank you for that. Do we have any other comments at this time? Okay, I think a couple of people have lost connection. All right. If there are no more comments on the mandate bit of it, thank you, Gangesh. And we can move on to the next talking point, which is the proposed output. Less than 2 months to go, I think it's quite important. Gangesh, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, thank you, Vidushi. Sorry to interrupt you. So I just wanted to clarify whether we would be clarifying the mandate or will we retain the same mandate, but it will simply reflect in our work that we'll be narrowing down the focus. Is there a terms of reference that we're working on?
So I think... So as of now, if you go back to the mandate, this is a mandate so far, to document cases and examples in which ICANN is potentially impacting human rights. So I take your point that you would like to narrow down our focus and not duplicate work, and I think we agree as well. I'm sorry, was someone speaking? I couldn't tell. Okay, I think I'm just going to look over to the chat channel and, so I guess a lot of people can only write in the chat window. So I guess we have quite a bit of support for a narrow approach, especially as the numbers are few, which, again, I agree with. I think wasting time on things that are already being done by other groups is probably not the best idea given our numbers. That was feedback into my own mind. Apologies, this is my first time doing this, so if I seem a bit haphazard, I apologize in advance. So I think if I were to clarify what we are thinking of right now, we want to narrow down our focus, and we will look at things that SC3 and 4 are not doing. Is everyone okay with this clarification, and can we go ahead with that? Thanks, Gangesh, for that. So as far as the text of the mandate goes, to document cases and examples in which ICANN is potentially impacting human rights, do you have a suggestion for how to make it narrower, or do we determine that, elsewhere, say, by talking about our scope, or how would you propose that we do that?
Yeah, hi. Am I audible now?
Okay.
Hi, Vidushi. Can you hear me?
You are. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking
yes, I can hear
if it is necessary at the mandate stage to specify that narrow focus, or is it simply reflected in our work? So I'm not very clear if you want to get into that detail at the mandate phase itself. But there is support for clarity at the mandate, specifying that we do not want to overlap into the areas of other subgroups, then I could take a stab at reworking the text of the mandate if there is support for that. But probably, if the mandate is broadly worded, we can simply reflect it in our work that we will not be focusing on XYZ aspects, and that can be clarified in our discussions and email thread. So that's it. If I'd like to hear everyone's input on that.
Okay. I think all right. Do we have any other speakers at this time to respond to Nilesh's question? Yeah, I think we have a couple of people typing. But just in the meanwhile, I just wanted to say, Gangesh, that I would actually prefer if we reflect that in our work, because at this time we haven't really begun the actual mapping out. And so I think at this time it would be better to have the mandate as it is, but as in when we start dividing work and actually doing it, we could clarify what we will not be doing through our work. But I would like to see what the rest has to say. Is it a chat channel? Do we have any other speakers? Okay, I think Marin is on point for that. Well, it says the prudent approach would be to ascertain the exact work that the other groups are doing, the respective groups that can define what they are doing. So are you proposing that we see clarifications from them and then, work within parts that don't include from their work? Okay, great. So do we have any objections to that? I don't see any yet, so I'm going to assume that everyone agrees with that particular point. All right. Wait, I see someone is typing. Should I just type in something? What is that? Yes, exactly. Considering that we have, I think less than 2 months now, and there are not too many of us, I think it would be best to just seek clarifications from the other subgroups and then, define exactly what we will be looking into accordingly. Yes, Gangesh, please go ahead.
Yes, Vidushi, and I agree with the others. In that case, what we can do is we would then eliminate what the World Subgroup 3 and 4 are working on already, and that will reduce our workload, and we might be very specific into areas. So maybe you could just write to the other on the general working party thread and clarify what the other subgroups are working on, so that we will not work on those processes. But broadly, if we want to eliminate, we can eliminate the WHOIS and the new GTLD program. Would that be the case?
Yeah. Yes, that sounds good. We can eliminate those to begin with. But I think as we go ahead and look at the topics that we can look into, we can call out what remains, what we definitely want to do, and what we wait on confirmation for.
Definitely, yes, that sounds good. Yes, that sounds great.
All right. Okay, great. So if I am to understand correctly, everyone's on the same page with respect to the mandate, so could we move on? The next talking point. All right. Great, thank you. The second talking point that we thought we need to discuss at this point was the output, the potential output that we will be looking into. So I think given our time and numbers constraints, one suggestion that we had is that we can divide topics amongst ourselves and document cases and violations or potential violations. And we can spend 2 weeks doing this, after which we will prepare a preliminary draft and, at a call that we schedule after 2 weeks. And after that, we can sort of classify things under different heads, like you can see on the slide. I think this way what will happen is that there's more clarity as to what we're doing and, given the short period of time, I think this is the best way to go about this because we will have, we will get as much done as we can. Are there any more suggestions on how to go about this and what kind of output we're looking at? The topic of security isn't included. I mean, this is an illustrative list. We have a list of potential topics, and we could add it into that. But no, definitely, I will add security into this. So the reason why I think that this approach will work, and I think that we should go through this, is because as of now, we don't have too much we don't have enough leads to kind of look through the whole breadth of potential violations. And so if we each choose particular topics, which I will talk us through after this, which is my third talking point, if we divide this at this point, I think we'll get, a good range of violations or potential violations in 2 weeks. And if we prepare a preliminary draft after that, I think we'll have more clarity in how to go about this. Another suggestion, I'm more than happy to engage. Yes, Sangish.
Hi, this is Gangesh. So I think that's a great approach. Maybe what would help before we start is also if we can have a basic structure or a framework within which you would feed this data. So, for example, you can look at if you're collecting both past and potential violations, you would split first into two categories and what specific right we're looking at and which process it will affect. So if we have a matrix that is common to all, then while different groups are doing the research, when you put it all together, it's easy to assimilate and crunch the data.
Great, Congress, thanks. That's a really good suggestion, because I think if we're uniform in how we approach this, collating it and putting it together will actually be much easier. If I understood you correctly, you wanted three data points. First, past the potential, the second, what particular right, and the process that it would affect. Did I understand you accurately?
Yeah, this is Gangesh here again. So that's just an indicative list. I mean, that's just off the top of my head, but I'd be happy to hear inputs from everyone and probably come up with a clearer criteria. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Gangesh. I'm just thinking about possible, data points that we would have in addition to the three that you suggested now. I also think it would be interesting to look at whether it's a specific ICANN policy or if it's an individual case. Because I think later on we can actually point out that these are the points that are violated or potentially violated, and these are the individual instances that we have identified, because I think that would mean that we cover a broader range of issues and we're not confining ourselves to just one or the other. Do you have any comments on that?
Hi, this is Gangesh for the record. So, I think that's a great way to go about it. I just want to clarify, so when we say as a policy instance with the ICANN policy, but what do you mean by a case-by-case or an instance? Could you elaborate with an example?
Yeah. For example, say we're calling out a specific instance within the GTLD process, right? That will be an individual instance that has an HR impact, that a human rights impact. Whereas if we look at a broader policy of ICANN, that's on a more, sort of normative layer of social. So, did I clarify your question?
Okay, so Gangesh here again for the record. So from what I understand, you're saying is that so if we are looking at, say, a particular application instance, say, for Doc XYZ, there is a possible or potential violation or there has been a violation. That is an instance. But the new GTLD program would be a policy analysis. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
But wouldn't the instance be a part of the policy analysis anyway?
No, you're right, Gangesh, it would. But I'm just saying for in terms of just when we are, individually assimilating data, maybe we could just put that in and look at how we want to classify it at a later date, because right now, I'm just anticipating that we will have, a wide variety of violations that everyone sort of identifies. And so if we're looking at a policy level, we might be restricting ourselves strictly to just ICANN policies, and I take your point that maybe individual cases are could be a part of the policy, but I'm not sure they necessarily have to be.
All right. Gangesh here again. I think I agree. Let's probably once the data is in, we'll make sense of that, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just going through the comments. I think Sarah agrees with you that the instances would be examples of the policy level. I'm just waiting for another comment from Alexander. But if Alexander, could you elaborate on that a bit?
Hello.
there's been harm in treating it with sport. Sorry, I missed a question earlier from Naren. He says, will it be report or just data? At this moment, I don't think there's too much clarity in exactly what we're looking at creating a formal report. But I think with data, it would be useful to create a report and then, you know, after 2 weeks, kind of have a look through and take stock then. However, if the other members here think that having just data and then deciding what to do with it after 2 weeks makes more sense, that could also be done. Angus, do you have a point to make with respect to that particular question?
Hi, this is Gangesh for the record. Are you referring to the question of the output?
Yeah, because we hadn't discussed that.
Okay. I think it's fair that we wait, look at the data, and then consider the output. And as well, the fact that we are a small piece in the larger puzzle of the other subgroups. So we might want to consider how the other reports will be structured and probably feed into a larger one.
Okay. So on the question of how we're going to go about this after 2 weeks, I guess the consensus as of now is to just collect all the information that we can and then take stock after 2 weeks. Is that an accurate assessment? Is what everyone thinks is a distance? Correct. At least the suggestion that we had was that each of us look into particular topics, which is, as you can see on the slide, it's our next talking point, which are basically what we would want to do next. And so in that sense, it'll be quite clear the division of labor, because we will all be confined to a certain... topic. Do we have consensus on at least the output at the end of 2 weeks? And then we can get Mr. Sestrin. Sorry for jumping. I'm not sure how we go about doing this according to PCD in other languages.
Hi, this is Gangesh for the record. Could I make a quick suggestion regarding the topic list, if it's okay?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so right now there is quite a bit of Whois related and new GTLE program. How about we rework this list, removing the other subgroup works, which is Whois and the new GTLE program. If that's the case, then we can look at a revised list where we do not look at the other subgroups work, and until we get clarification on that, we don't go into that. So we have a list of work that we can confidently go ahead with and wait for the other groups to get back on the possible areas of overlap.
Yeah, thanks, Sangesh. I actually agree, because I think if the group wants to go ahead and not get into what the other groups are doing, we should definitely do what we will have to do eventually. I think that's a good way to go about it. Do you think it's better if we wait for confirmation or just take the ones that we have to do anyway? Because I think data will be saving quite a bit of time. And do I hear any other comments on this particular issue?
Hi, Gangesh here. Can I quickly jump in?
Yes.
Yeah, so I agree. So what we can do is we can get started on the other BDPs and the topics which are unlikely to overlap with any other groups, which I see there are quite a few. So my suggestion was we will take off the ones that are clearly areas of the other subgroup and then look at what remains and start work on that.
Okay, I agree. So if we just if we quickly wrap up on the output part of it, maybe we could then move on to looking at potential topics that we will definitely have to cover, and we can spend some time dividing work like that. So just for the sake of clarity, before we get into which topics each of us will pick, as of now, we have decided that the output at the end of 2 weeks, in time for our next call, will be data, just a collection of data, and we just discuss the research that we have done for the last 2 weeks, and then we decide what to do with it. So we're not going to be making a report or anything at the end of 2 weeks, but just raw data. If that is clear, then we can actually move on to dividing topics and decide what we're going to be working on. Okay, great. So I see that we have agreement on the output at the end of 2 weeks. So, Gangesh, if you could just go through potential topics that, according to your suggestion, and talk us through which ones you think we should definitely focus on, and then maybe everyone else can also give us their comments, and then we can quickly divide work. as of now, till Gangesh gets online, as of now, we have a couple of closed PDPs with potential violations. But these are the ones that we think have potential rights violations, and we should be looking into even there first. That is also open for comments, so I'd look forward to everyone's suggestions for this. I'm not sure how you share a link. I'm sorry. Would it help if I just send the presentation over to our mailing list? If you hear me right? Okay, I'm just doing that. Yeah, and that, if you could. Gandhi, sorry, I did not see your hand.
Thank you. This is Gangesh for the record. So I was just quickly going through the list. So mentally, I have eliminated anything which has got to do with new GTLDs and who is, because the other subgroups are working on it. We will, of course, clarify with them and see where we can engage and where we should not. But from what remains, I think we can consider topics 8, 9, 11, 3, and 2. These are definitely ones that we can take on without any fear of conflict or overlap with the other organizations. I mean, sorry, the other subgroups. So if that's okay, maybe we can start dividing these amongst ourselves. I haven't looked at the closed PDPs. I'm open to hearing comments on that. So 8 is geographic regions review.
Thank you.
Please go ahead, Andrew. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm done. So I was just thinking 8, 9, 11, 3, and 2 was something I found appealing. I'd love to hear inputs from the other participants.
I think Naveen is also pointing to 10. Initial report and proposed revisions to the ICANN procedure for who is compliant with privacy laws. Do you think that we can go ahead with this, you know, with no doubt whatsoever?
Yeah, this is Gangesh for the record. I think we might have a bit of problem when we consider who is and privacy laws, because this will definitely be an integral part of the discussions on the subgroup which is doing who is, which I think is subgroup 5. Actually, I think 5 is working on. Yeah.
5 is working on?
So subgroup 5 is working on the new OS. So we would make sense to clarify with them if they would map previous instances about privacy violations and specifically WHOIS conflicts. And if they are going to, then we do not want to duplicate that effort.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. So if I'm to be, just for the sake of clarity, we're looking at 2, 3, 8, 9, and 11, right? So 2 is the UDRC, Name Collisions Management Framework is 3, Geographic Region Review Working Group is 8, Preliminary Issue Report on a GNSS Policy Development Process to review all rights protection mechanisms in all GPLDs is 9. And the last one is phase one assessment of the competitive effects associated with the new GDLD program. Are you sure 11 will be overlapping language?
I think I have missed that. Yes, it might be overlapping with the new GDLD analysis. So we'd have to knock that off too.
Terrell is asking about 10. The reason that we're not looking at 10 as of now is because it has to do with WHOIS, which, and we're not sure if no other subgroup is working on that. Do you think that we could, however, go ahead with it, Terrell? Yes, as Congress is pointing out, maybe we could wait for confirmation so that we're not working on something that navigated anyway. Gangesh, do you have a comment with respect to what you have said?
Sorry, Vidushi, I couldn't hear you. Could you come again, please?
No, I was just asking if you had a comment with respect to Carol's latest comments in the chat window.
Well, Gangesh here for the record. So I agree with Carol that it would definitely be within our mandate. I don't dispute that. It's just that we would want to avoid any possible overlaps with the other subgroup. And correct, just as Carol has suggested, we will seek further information from the other subgroup. And where we do not overlap, we will definitely address the certain PDP or the program that we want to look at.
Okay, great. So that leaves us with 4 as of now. That's 2, 3, 8, and 9. That's UDRP, name collisions, just in case anyone hasn't downloaded the presentation. Geographic Regions Review Working Group and Preliminary Issue Report on a GNS for Policy Development Process. Do we have any volunteers for any specific topic, or how would you want to divide this?
Hi, this is Gangesh. For the record, I wouldn't mind volunteering for 2 or 8. Okay, so looks like 8 has been taken, so I'm okay with 2.
Okay. Thanks, Gangesh. That leaves us with 9 and 3. So CIS would be happy to volunteer for 9. Do we have any other volunteers? I think we have more people than we have topics, so maybe we could split a couple that we anticipate will be bigger than the others. I see Alexander has volunteered for 9 as well. I'm not sure if we... do we have any suggestions on how we go about dividing work, say, within the topic? Because as of now, we have 6 possible topics that we could take up, and we only have 4. So do we have suggestions for how to divide work going forward?
Hi, this is Gangesh for the record. I just wanted to clarify, apart from 2, 3, 9, and 8, what are the 2 other topics?
I'm saying we're 6 people who can potentially volunteer, but we have only 4 topics. So in case we have, because I think me and Alexander both volunteered for 9, and Carol, I think, has gotten 3. Right? Irene has volunteered for 8. Gangesh has volunteered for 2. CIS, as in me, and Alexander have both volunteered for 9. And Carol said that she got the last one, which is 3, right? Do we have any other suggestions on how to go about this? Gangesh, do you have a comment on how to go about this? Is anyone else in the chat room?
Hi, this is Gangesh for the record. So I was just thinking, if we have a situation where one topic is not being addressed, is that the case? Is no one up for 3?
Yes. As of now, I think that is the case because Kevin just said that maybe... Okay, good. So you will take 3. To clarify, Alexander and I have volunteered for 9. Gangesh has volunteered for 2. Naren has volunteered for 8. and Carol has volunteered for three. Okay, so I guess me and Alexander will have to figure out how we're going to divide work, and we can get in touch over email. But for the time being, if everyone is clear about which topic they've taken, then I think that kind of settles our interim output at least. So for 2 weeks, we'll be looking at the particular topic and we'll take stock on our next call as to how far we've gotten and what we want to do with the data that we've collected. Is that an accurate assessment? So I don't know if there will be a need to coordinate till the next call, because I think if we decide a particular standard format that we're all going to follow on this call, then we can just take a call and talk after that. Yeah, sure. I'm going to repeat what everyone is doing. So two, which is, just for the sake of clarity, which is UDRC, will be done by Gangesh. Carol will be doing Name Collisions Management Framework, which is three. Naveen will be doing Geographic Regions Review Working Group, and Alexander and I will both be doing Preliminary Issue Report on the GNSO Policy Development Process to review all rights protection mechanisms in all DDLs. Yeah. Great. Thanks, Gangesh, for typing that out as well. Okay, great. So now that we know our particular topics, we can start work. But I guess the one other question that does remain is how we're going to structure it. Now, earlier in the call, Gangesh had suggested that we look at whether it's a past or potential violation. So that's one level of classification. Second is what right. The third is the process that will be affected. And the fourth, which we still don't really have complete clarity on, is whether we're going to be looking at policies or individual instances. So if we could firstly clarify whether we want the last one, which is policies or individual instances, and how we want to go about that, and also decide what additional heads we would like to classify our data under, that would give everyone a clearer view of how to think about this. I'm just typing it out in the chat box because I think it will be clearer and people can refer to it. It is well. So the first will be past or present. Okay, the second will be the right. Third. Oh, sorry. So I was just saying that if we all know exactly what topics we're going to be dealing with, I guess the next important step that we need to decide on is how we want to structure the data that we do collect. Earlier in the call, Gangesh had we look at three heads, which are past or potential. So we define whether the instance is past or is it a potential instance. The second thing is we talk about the right. The third, we talk about the process that will be affected. And the fourth one, which we have to still decide, is whether we're going to be looking at policy only, or are we going to be looking at policies and individual instances. So I've typed out the first two. The third will be the process that's affected. Right? And we can also decide whether we're going ahead with the fourth criteria, and also any additional criteria that we might need to put in.
Hi,
Hi, this is Gangesh for the record. Vidushi, may I ask a question, please? Yeah, so what do you mean exactly by the process that is affected?
No, I was quoting you because I think earlier in the call you had suggested that we put that in, and I know you said it was not really something that you had, something that you had just thought of at the time, which is why I think at this time we need to just exactly define what we meant. So my suggestion for the policy and individual instance and we talk about what did you meant earlier in the call, that would be good.
Okay, so I think I was probably referring to which particular topic that we were working on. So I think when I meant process, I meant whether we're talking about the New Deal TLD program or we're talking about the UDRP, so which I can process. So it's essentially what topic?
Okay, great. So then that leaves us with just the first two for now. Because if we've all decided exactly which topic we're working on, then the third we don't need to do. You agree, Gangesh?
Just a quick clarification. This is Gangesh for the record. So when we say about past instances of looking at it, so we're talking about a past process. The moment we say past, it will automatically become an instance and not a policy-related one. Would that not be the case?
Possibly. I haven't. I didn't think about it in that sense. I was just looking at the fact that as part of this group, we're looking at violations that have occurred and violations that we think might occur. And so that's the clarification. I mean, that's the sort of classification that I was looking at. But again, because we don't have the data yet, I wasn't comfortable taking that call. But so that would be the human rights that we're talking about, right? That is, if you go back to, I'm referring to the question in the chat box. If you go back to the output, when we're talking about violations, you have to include what violations we mean. So that was what I meant by what is being violated. I don't think that information is readily available, but just in terms of the potential research output that we could have, maybe if we spend 2 weeks trying to, decide how or not it is to get that information, maybe we could take stock then, because I wasn't sure whether we should eliminate things that have already happened at this point before we've actually started research. But if you think that might be a futile attempt, then I'd want to know what everyone else in the group thinks as well. But definitely, I don't think that information is very easily available.
Hi, this is Gangesh for the record. I agree, the information may not be easily available, and that's where our digging in and searching will really help. But maybe at the end of 2 weeks, we will all have an idea of where to look and what we find. So maybe we should give an attempt, and we can all get in touch on the email thread if we have found something or we are not able to find. So probably at the end of 1 week, we can, excuse me, if we can get back and find out if anyone has been able to find resources on past violations. Some of them might have made news and might be easily available, while others we would probably need to speak to stakeholders and find out.
I'm not sure if somebody has collated, so to be honest, I haven't looked into it yet. But I'm not sure if anyone else has. Do we have any other suggestions as to how to go about this?
Hi, this is Gangesh. Carol, I think that's a great idea. If we can look at the documents provided within the SOZACs and the comments to PDP processes, some of them might talk about potential human rights violations. In fact, it's a resource for both past and potential human rights violations. But the other thing is there are a couple of reports that were written by Article 19, and there was a Council of Europe paper on ICANN and human rights. These are a little old, but if we can share that, I mean, I believe Niels has already shared this on the larger group. We can actually go through them and find ideas of where to find further resources and where to look.
Thanks for that, Gangesh. It's really useful for you to point us to some research that's already out there. So thanks a lot. That's really, really useful. So if we clarified the rough, I don't think we have. So if I'm to understand correctly, as of now, the agenda which would be classifying data is past the potential, talk about the right that's being violated, and those are the two main issues, I mean, the two main layers of classification that we're going to be looking at. Does anyone else have comments for additional classifications that we could or should make? Thanks, Gangesh, for the article. Okay, just to move ahead, if we're looking at, if we've decided, oh, another difference, thank you, Jenny. If we've decided as to the structure of the data that we collect, then that brings us pretty much to the end of the talking points that I had in mind. At this point, is there any other clarification or issue that needs to be discussed? Okay, Kevin needs to leave us at this point. So thank you for being with us, and we will be in touch over email to kind of see how the research is going and what our progress looks like. But thank you so much for being part of the call, and that's such a thing. All right. So is there anything to discuss before we end the call?
Hi, this is Gangesh for the record. So I was just thinking maybe we could just quickly summarize what needs to be done. Firstly, we could, whoever, I think Vidushi, you had made this presentation. If you can circulate this to the other groups, probably actually if it would be convenient, you could make a list of topics which are related to the WHOISH and the new GTLD program and circulate it with the other subgroup and clarify what they would be working on and what they would not be addressing, which would leave us with other topics that we could address in that particular sphere, particularly WHOISH and new GTLD program. So one would be to contact the other subgroups for clarity. And two, once we can, what we could do is at the end of 1 week, if we can have an email thread going about taking stock of where people have reached with the research and if they are hitting any roadblocks and if we can share resources, that would be great. I think that's just the 2 points that I thought we could,
Okay. Thanks so much. I'm sorry if I'm cutting off. It's just this lag is a bit unpredictable, so I'm trying to time myself to not interrupt you, but I guess I am anyway. So just to recap everything that we've decided through this call, the first, with respect to the mandate, was that we're going to wait for clarification from the other groups to see what they're working on, and then we're going to call out our research accordingly. So that's the first thing that we're going to do. The second thing was we narrowed down exactly who will be working on what. So Gangesh is going to be working on the second topic, Kedar is going to be working on the third, Maureen is going to be working on the eighth, and Alexander and I will both be working on the ninth. Alexander, I'll in touch with you over email, or maybe we could just connect up and sort of decide how we're going to go about this. Gangesh has sent us 2 articles to get us started with to talk about basically how we start looking at past violations or violations that have occurred. And we also have a rough structure, which is to classify it in terms of past or potential violation, the particular right, and then we go into the instance or the policy, both. And so I hope everything that we've discussed during this call is clear. And if we have any other comments at this point, please feel free to make them.
Hi, can I make a quick suggestion?
Sure.
So now that we have divided the topics between ourselves, if we do find information on other topics or we find time to look into the other topics, please don't hold yourself back because somebody else has taken the topic. Go ahead and share whatever inputs you have on each of these topics that are open for work right now.
Yeah, that's also a great suggestion because that will make sure that we're, you know, plowing through everything quicker. Thank you for that. I think that brings us to the end of this call unless we have a comment in the chat box. All right. Okay. I don't see anything else in the chat box, so I'm going to assume that everyone is quite happy with the project that we've made during this call. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining this call and for putting up with me. I know I was a bit haphazard in how I led this call. So thank you, and let's get in touch soon, and let's keep each other in the loop with respect to progress and new ideas as we move along. All right. Thank you, everyone. And
thank you all for attending the meeting. Nancy, you may now stop the recording, please. Thank you very much.